Welcome, one and all, to Skrulls and Robots, episode 116. Thank you, Wade, for the support this week. Thank you. Also, Will Smith, what the hell is wrong with you? Boy, that man is insane. He slapped The Rock. I mean, it was Chris Rock, mate, not like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, you know? I think the bloke would have been laid out if it was actually The Rock. Yeah, I'll be the first to say, hey, I enjoy Will Smith in movies, and I'm pretty good at separating the personal BS of actors, artists, and musicians, and just try to enjoy the work they create. However, and for those who don't know, Chris Rock made some joke about Will Smith's wife during an award ceremony, which took Will Smith a few seconds to process, as he somehow managed to laugh at the joke, and then suddenly got ticked off enough to walk up on stage and slap Chris Rock in the face. That's just wrong! Well, alright, here's my thing. Will Smith, in my opinion, must have the most fragile of egos if a joke from Chris Rock sets him off, right? Aside from his apparent lack of self-control, I personally found his actions to not only be an attack on another human being, but an attack on comedy as a form of free expression, okay? Yo, you can't take a joke? Leave. You don't attack a comedian on stage for something you don't agree with, or something you find rude or obnoxious. Yeah, mate, I mean, I would love to slap a multitude of people, but I don't, because, you know, human civility and all that. Exactly. Now, Smith is damn lucky Chris Rock decided to not press charges. And good for Chris Rock for dealing with it as professionally as he did, even if his joke was fairly tasteless.
What if this sends the wrong message to humans that they can just go around slapping comedians because they said something they don't agree with?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Of course, since some rich actor in Hollywood managed to commit a crime, yes, it's considered a crime in California, in front of millions of people with no repercussions whatsoever, this is going to send out a message to people that, hey, it's totally okay to slap a comedian if they tell a joke that you don't like.
It's not, by the way.
Yeah.
Is this why the world doesn't laugh anymore? You know, I feel comedians don't even try to be funny anymore, as they may get hurted or canceled by the humans who are too sensitive.
Yeah, and the worst thing is, it's like, yo, these two people are from the same generation, I feel, right? Where they grew up with comedy that was a bit edgier. They all grew up on comedy roasts and all that crap. And all of a sudden, Will Smith is so sensitive about his family and his wife, and he gotta be a man and slap a comedian for disrespect. Dude, really? For all the success you have, all the achievements you've attained in your life, you get broken by a comedian? By Chris Rock? Come on, dude. Seriously? Well, I mean, I'm sure everyone wanted to slap Chris Rock at some point. I mean, mate, he had a show called Everyone Hates Chris. So, you know, it might be a reoccurring theme in his life.
I don't hate Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah. And hey, social media in general. Yo, I don't care who you're backing on this. Will Smith was totally wrong in what he did.
Internet is very divided, as usual. One say Chris Rock deserve it, and then the other say Will Smith is a bad man.
Yeah, all right. There should be none of that. Attacking someone physically after they said something to you that might have hurt your feels, it's wrong. If anything, Will Smith just showed the entire planet he can't mentally spar with Chris Rock comedically, and all he could do to retaliate was resort to physical violence.
His ego must be an eggshell. I still like his acting, but he's kind of poopy person right now. So it makes me sad, but I hope he gets better with his anger, as I don't want to watch Men in Black and worry if Agent J is going to slap Tommy Lee Jones. Don't do it!
It seems all these movie stars and musicians, you know, they have all sorts of mental issues, it seems.
Well, regardless, Will Smith's behavior was crap, and clearly movie people in that level of society are treated completely different than normal folks. Okay? That's what I've learned from all this.
Like, no one even escorted him out of the award show. He just sat down and was, like, yelling, and then he won an award later. I mean, what?
Yeah. Meanwhile, if any normie attempted to even get in the lobby, they probably would have been tased and thrown in jail. Right? Screw Hollywood, dude.
I think all comedians should be given bodyguards using Will Smith's money.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny, but... yeah, whatever. I'm sure Smith's generic public apology for his actions will smooth things over for most people. But me? Not buying it. Will, get help. Grow up. You have the world in your hands. And if you can't handle that pressure, guess what? You can afford to walk away. Unlike 99% of society. Leave. You don't have to act. Close your Twitter account. Get off social media. Just live your life in the lap of luxury, never to be bothered by society again. I wish I could do that.
It's very true. You know, the man has everything. But apparently, the ability to take a joke. Maybe he can buy that. You know, I think he can afford it.
Folks, leave comedians alone, all right? Again, if you can't take a joke, don't go to the clubs. You don't like a comedian, don't watch their stuff. If you're an uber-rich celebrity and someone pokes fun at you, or your family, roll with it. You can afford to. Who cares? And for everyone on social media, really, trying to defend Will Smith by, you know, calling out all his detractors, hey, I get it. He's the Fresh Prince. He's Agent J. And so on and so on. He's been part of millions of people's childhoods and adulthoods. But honestly, you don't know the guy. You know his roles. But that's it. So calling someone else out for something done decades ago because you don't agree with their views on Will Smith's actions doesn't count. It's not valid. You're not defending the Fresh Prince. You're not defending Agent J. You're not defending any of the characters he's portrayed. You are defending someone you don't know. Because honestly, if you went up to Will Smith and said, yo, I was that dude on Twitter that defended you when you slapped Chris Rock, you know what he's gonna do? He's gonna slap you and say, get the hell away from me. Where's security? Okay? Remember that. Actors are not the characters they portray. And I think there's a really big disconnect out there in this case.
Yeah, I mean, you really kind of see it in the memes, you know? It's kind of sad. But, as you say that, do you think, perhaps, social media is defending Will Smith because they are Will Smith? Explain! Well, honestly, right, social media is on this kick of going after anyone who said they don't agree with Will Smith's actions. And, in a way, are digitally slapping people who say something they don't agree with. It's like, since they are emotionally incapable of processing opposing views or opinions, they just lash out, much like Will Smith. So perhaps, by attempting to defend Will Smith's actions, they are in turn trying to defend their own irrational cancel culture behavior. Like, oi, it's okay to destroy someone's life because they said something I disagree with, even if it was a joke. Much like Smith and the slapping.
You know, that is a legit assessment, you know, in my opinion. Humanity generally projects and they tend to defend actions similar to their own, even if they are irrational. So, I think in some cases, social media is Will Smith. And that's why some of social media is trying to defend Will Smith. The two of them lash out when there's something said or heard that they don't agree with. And now, they're trying to defend that. Well, they said this, and they shouldn't have said that. Let's destroy them. It's pretty transparent when you sit and think about it.
You know, and this is why I wish I had Will Smith money, you know? I could be like, oh, you know, everyone is just mad. I guess I'm just going to buy my own private island and live my life. You know, just have some, you know, brandy flown in from wherever and, you know, watch the telly. That's it. Play some games. Oh, I'm making a card game now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, why don't you focus on one project, will you?
Oh, no. ADD says make cards, so I make cards now. Shut your face or I will slap you!
Yeah. Thanks, Will Smith.
May I slap those I do not agree with now?
No.
Bullocks.
Card game! Or I slap you!
Fine. Talk about your card game. Go.
I'm working on a card game where all us characters are in it, and it's gonna be fun. You can play with friends, but it also has a solo mode.
Wait, you're making a card game where you can play by yourself?
Is it like solitaire with death? I don't know.
Yes. I make a solo option because sometimes humans are terrible to play games with. And it's challenging.
What, the card game or playing with humans?
Well, both, yes.
Okay, I'm actually a little intrigued.
No more details, okay? As it's still in its early stages. I'm gonna make a physical demo cards first, then I'm gonna test them out, then maybe, Maybe I make real cards, and then maybe, I make a video game.
Oh, God. Please, whatever you do, don't make it a whole DLC subscription kind of thing. Please.
No. No. That would be slapping material.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I will try to make a no microtransaction, free to play, if I make a game. And people can support if they want with maybe a fan pack or something like that. Maybe a bonus thing of alternate art for the cards or something like that. I don't know.
We're not there yet! Nice. Alright, but speaking of card games, right? Did you know Senran Kagura had a card game?
Oh my God. No, I didn't know that.
It was called Senran Kagura New Wave, and it was like this deck-building card battler, and what's your point?
Well, I just found out it existed, and it was a Japan-only thing, you know? So I'm a bit down about missing out on it, as the servers were shut down in late 2020. Yeah, life is hard. Speaking of online servers, everybody's golf servers for the PS4 are going to be shut down, so all online aspects will cease to function. Thanks, PlayStation.
They did that with Gravity Rush 2, and I am very bitter about that. You know, as I didn't find all the treasures by the time they shut down the servers, which were only up for like 2 years.
That is rude. You should slap them!
Right, I really should. Just go up to Sony and be like, "Oi, Gravity Rush 2 servers," and then we'll smith them down to the ground.
Okay. That Fast and the Furious Crossroads game is being delisted from stores after only 2 years being available, as no one really cared about it.
Ouch!
GTA Online is making a subscription-based thing for something called GTA Plus, which irritates me so much. I didn't even look into it, so I don't know what the benefits are, but come on.
You know, the only subscription I would give to GTA is the GTA RP community, as I feel their antics are more entertaining than the game itself.
I like Milton T. Pike. It's like Red Bull and a medicinal mochaccino gave birth to a role-playing comedian.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. But, yeah, GTA, you're not Warcraft, okay? Come on. Also, in defunct game news, the Uncharted mobile game A Fortune Hunter, which apparently existed, is being delisted as well. So, yeah.
PlayStation is trying to launch their own version of Game Pass. You know?
Yeah, another subscription. But, alright, here's the thing. PlayStation's version of Xbox's Game Pass doesn't really feel like a very valid competitor, you know? As far as I've seen, there's no real brand new day-and-date first-party releases in this. So, what's the point? The whole point of Xbox's Game Pass is so I don't have to keep buying all the new stuff immediately when it comes out.
Xbox!
So, yeah, I mean, from what I've read, there's a bunch of older games you can get access to, but, yo, if you've been in the PlayStation ecosystem since the PS1, I'm not sure what you're gonna get out of this. But I guess access to a back catalog of games is kinda cool.
Old stuff seems to be more fun anyway than newer things, for some reasons. And I feel that way because old stuff had less people involved and games weren't so formulaic. Formulaic.
Yeah, you know, he has a point. I mean, old games kind of feel, you know, crusty by today's standards in some aspects, right? But oi, when they were released, a lot of them had mechanics that were very groundbreaking. You know, kind of more creativity back then, you know, they tried new things. I mean, themes and stories were just weird and, you know, it was just a lot more fun, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, even when a game tries to do something new, it's like all they're doing is squeezing in another mechanic from another game that nobody really liked, you know? Like, oh, wow, you know, throw base building into Halo for some reason, just so we could say it has base building. Who cares?
I say we slap the game industry!
Oh, my God. Let's see, some random movie news. Unfortunately, Bruce Willis said he's going to retire from acting as he has developed aplasia, which I had no idea what it was, so apparently it's a difficulty in processing, I guess, language.
That is sad. You know, Bruce Willis was the man, Fifth Element, Die Hard, I mean, he's been everywhere.
My favorite role was Death Becomes Her. We love you, Bruce Willis. Be well.
Yeah, I don't know. Make some more music? That might be therapeutic. Go.
That's right, he did make albums.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of those. The next Halloween movie wrapped up filming. HBO Plus is getting a Stephen King's It prequel.
I will assume it will be about how the red balloon was made and where it got its air from.
Really? They're gonna have a whole prequel series about a little red balloon and, like, it's a how it's made kind of thing, like, you know? Hold on, let me get my American voice.
When balloons are manufactured, they go through a rigorous process of...
You know, and then they show the conveyor belts and that little clown standing over one of them saying, oh, this is gonna be my balloon, and he pulls it off the assembly line and runs out of the factory and, you know, then the dialogue guy is like,
some people really like balloons, and there have been cases of thievery.
And he goes on and on about some kind of weird balloon being stolen with supernatural powers and things. All right, are you done?
Quite.
I am quite done, I believe.
Oh, God. Star Trek The Motion Picture, the one from the late 70s, is getting a 4K director's cut sometime in September. So for all you Trekkies out there, that is something to look forward to? Question mark?
I say we slap them!
Other than that, the world is in its usual state of disrepair where everyone is bickering with everyone, so enjoy all that.
I say we slap them! Slap them all!
I agree.
Yeah, Pilsy started working on the second Neurotically Yours Island series comic, which will take a while to make, because, you know...
I'm working on a card game now. Creative ADD, I do what my hands say to do. It's like idle hands, but it's creative, man. And I'm gonna make this thing, that thing, and then I'm gonna make another thing that I probably shouldn't be working on, but I'm gonna do it, and then it might get released or never see the light of day.
Yeah, well, everybody, we're out. Be well, stay smart, and...
Oh, if anyone knows of an anime-type card game other than Shadowverse, let me know, because I'm really bummed about missing out on Senran Kagura, you know, card battle again.
Oh, God. Yeah, don't do that. Anyway, stay smart,
and slap everyone you disagree with! Live life like Will Smith! Slap everyone! Just slap them!
Don't slap people, all right? Damn it, Smith! You're ruining the planet!
Well, I mean, honestly, shouldn't we all just take turns slapping Will Smith now?
No, because it's wrong.
I'll do it! I don't mind being wrong and then learning from my mistakes, just like Will Smith.
Oh my God. Later, everyone! Don't slap anybody, okay?
Well, now you've just ruined my weekend! Ow! Oh.